Hello, everyone. This is Mistress Brighton, your Enchantrix Tease. My blog is also called EnchantrixTease.com, and I have a special guest with me today. Say hello, Andy.
Hello, Andy.
And today, me and Andy are talking about Halloween. And Andy, why don't you let everybody know where they can find your blog?
On the internet.
Oh, I adore you. This is why I love Andy, guys.
PhoneSexPrincessBlog.com.
Ooh, Phone Sex Princess. You hear that, guys? Andy is a princess. I have a question for you, Andy.
Okay.
What do you love about Halloween?
I love pumpkin fuckers.
pumpkin fuckers are always fun.
Yes, pumpkin fuckers. I love it when you put a hole in the pumpkin and you hump away for me.
Ooh, hump.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Just as long as you don't get your dick stuck in the hole.
Oh, that's your preference. I kind of find that you get stuck in the hole.
Because then they'll be walking around like that with a big-ass pumpkin.
Yeah, they'll be like, wow, look at you.
I like your jack-o'-lantern.
Right. Yeah, that is really, it puts a whole new spin on a jack-o'-lantern, doesn't it?
Oh, keyword jack.
Yes.
And let's see, what else do you love about Halloween-y?
Well, you know, I love any excuse to have guys come on candy.
Oh.
Yeah, I got that cum eating thing.
Creamed candy corn?
Yes. You know it.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, Butterfingers.
Mmm.
Butterfingers.
I like the Almond Joys. Almond Joys are my favorite because I love nuts.
I knew it. I knew it. Girl, after my own heart.
Yes. You get a lot of nuts. You're Almond Joy. Because, yeah. You know, sometimes you feel like a nut.
Uh-huh.
My favorite thing about Halloween is hanging bones in the window and scaring the living shit out of my neighbors with my skeleton. I'm trying to think of some neat pranks that I can play on my neighbors for Halloween, because it's my favorite holiday, non-holiday holiday. And I love dressing up. That's my other favorite thing about Halloween. What are you going to be for Halloween, Andy?
I love dressing up, too. And for a good Halloween prank, I don't know if they have one of those backup cameras in their car, but you could take a picture of, like, Freddy Krueger or something scary and tape it to the back of that camera. So when they go to back up, that face pops up. I love Halloween. I love haunted houses, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always fun.
What is one piece of advice that you would give to everyone this year for Halloween?
Be safe. If you go out and have a good time, you know, be responsible about it. You know, don't drink and drive.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's a big one.
If you come on your candy,
don't put it back in the bowl.
Right, don't put it back in the bowl. Make sure somebody else, you know, doesn't get it. You really should keep that for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because you need your protein.
Right.
Don't waste the candy. Unless somebody
that's into it and then be like, I came on this candy, you want some?
You want some creamed candy corn?
Yeah.
Yum, yum.
Share, share. But, you know, at least let them know first.
My advice would be drink responsibly. Don't. What did you say?
I said fuck responsibly.
Fuck responsibly, yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, if you go to a crazy Halloween party and you hook up with somebody, you know, use a condom. I don't even care if you use a condom with a little pumpkin face on it. As long as you're... Yeah, you know, you can give your dick some personality.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always important.
Yeah, dress your dick up for... That's something I really like, too. Have you had anybody do this for you? They dress their dicks up and get on cam for you? They need to do that for us.
Yes, I think that's a great idea. If you call Princess Andy or myself this Halloween, you should dress your dick up. Maybe we should have a dick costume contest.
That would be wonderful. I'm fond of Barbie doll costumes and cowboy costumes, but if you want to do something a little scary, I'm for that too. Use your imagination, dress that dick up and show us.
You know what I would like? have you seen Sia's black and white wig? I want somebody to dress their dick up as Sia.
Oh.
With the black and white wig.
Nice.
That'd be awesome. Uh-oh. I love that wig. I want one.
Ooh, somebody get her that wig.
Yeah, give me that wig.
Like that. I want to
that
see
way no one can see my face and I can go out and, you know, just spook people.
I love it.
Yeah, and I guess my other piece of advice for Halloween is eat Halloween candy responsibly. You know, don't gorge yourself on the entire bowl that, you know, is saved for the trick-or-treaters. You know, because you'll give yourself a tummy ache, and that's no fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
You don't want to do that.
Mm-mm. But yeah, just have a rockin' Halloween, and if you're doing any partying, this year, or if you're just staying indoors, you know, why don't you give the ladies of LDW a call? You can call Princess Andy.
No, you can't.
Okay, well, you heard it here first. Princess Andy says you are not allowed to call her.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll be calling me either, because I don't know where I'll be on Halloween. But I'm sure you guys know the number. In case you don't, it is 1-800-601-6975. And you can give us a call and share your Halloween plans or your Halloween stories or your weird costume or what you like to do with your candy corn.
Ooh, stick it up the butt.
Could you imagine they stuck like a whole bag of candy corn up their butt? That would be an interesting Halloween, guys.
That would be very interesting.
That'd be an interesting prank to play on somebody, too. Just, while they're passed out drunk, stick some candy corn up their butts. So
how about crazy glue and candy corn all over their face?
Oh, goodness. Somebody get the acetone nail polish remover.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
Don't try this at home, folks.
Yeah.
But yes, this has been a special Happy Halloween audio from Princess Andy and Mistress Brighton. And yeah, I just want to say Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween! Bye-bye!